Trump would do in his administration, Fidel Castro actually did over decades, and yet they're praising the fallen leader. We'll tell you what they had to say and get your reaction to the left's love affair with a communist dictator.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. From Reston to Largo, Vienna to New Carrollton, Metro trains are running only every 20 minutes starting this morning on the Orange and Silver lines as Metro starts the next Safe Track surge.
The work is happening around Falls Church, but
the major impact will be felt from one end of the line to the other end of the line.
Metro COO Joe Leader says they've added shuttle buses in Fairfax and Arlington, but Prince George's County isn't seeing much more help.
We try and strategically place the bus service where we feel we have the most impact.
Whether you're on 66, whether you're on 29, whether you're on 50.
Fairfax DOT Director Tom Bishodny.
Those commutes are going to change. There are going to be more people competing for those spaces.
Leader says they'll be able to add a few more trains once the work zone moves in 2 weeks. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tens of thousands of Cubans are expected to gather in the streets after 9 this morning when simultaneous 21-gun salutes will sound in Havana and in the eastern city of Santiago. That's where the late Fidel Castro launched the revolution in 1953.
The streets of Havana, Cuba, a muted and subdued response to the news that Fidel Castro has died. We have seen this play out over the weekend. We have not seen an outpouring of grief or any kind of real emotion taking place on the streets. In many ways, you get the sense that people are being very cautious, trying to figure out what they can and can't do, what they should or shouldn't do, that is something that Cubans here in Havana are trying to figure out.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Wisconsin election officials are expected to meet today to discuss a possible timeline for a recount. Recounts are also possible in Pennsylvania and Michigan. The recount effort comes after revelations that Hillary Clinton leads the national popular vote by close to 2 million votes. Donald Trump won the electoral vote. President-elect Donald Trump may be close to making more appointment announcements.
Trump has a very busy Monday planned at Trump Tower. 8 different people will come to meet with him and the Vice President-elect Mike Pence, among them Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. He's being considered as the next Secretary of Homeland Security. Also on tap, Kathleen Harnett White. She could be the next EPA secretary. She was once the Texas Commissioner on Environmental Quality. And of course, Trump still has a number of major decisions to make, including who will be his next Secretary of State.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. The penalty for Montgomery County business owners who fail to shovel the snow off their sidewalks could be increasing from $50 to $500.
The steeper fines are being considered by the Montgomery County Council, which will hold a public hearing tomorrow.
Just having this higher fee would kind of help get the last few stragglers who just don't seem to be willing to take on their responsibility.
Councilmember Hans Riemer proposed the steeper fines to
give the code enforcement team, you know, a little bit of a stronger tool to use in their discussion with business owners.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Jury selection starts again today in Charleston, South Carolina, in the federal trial of Dylan Roof, the 22-year-old man charged with shooting 9 black parishioners at a Charleston church last year. Jury selection was halted 3 weeks ago after Roof's lawyers questioned his ability to understand the case against him. And the Supreme Court is set to take a look at whether Texas is trying to put to death a convicted killer who is intellectually disabled. Lawyers for 57-year-old Bobby James Moore contend that the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals used outdated standards in determining that Moore was not mentally disabled. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,152, the NASDAQ at 53.99. Sports, the Ravens beat Cincinnati. The Giants get a win over Cleveland. The late game, Kansas City gets an overtime win over Denver. College basketball wins for Georgetown and Virginia Tech. NBA, the Wizards host the Kings tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Whitten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on 3 wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, 2 wheels changed to 4. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Silver Spring trying to get to the Beltway. The obstacle, the crash. Southbound on 29 Colesville Road. Right as you're trying to push through four corners, right before you get to the Beltway, along the right side for the crash. And I'm definitely seeing those delays before you even get to that intersection with University Boulevard slowing. So as you pass the Trader Joe's and up ahead, you're going to have some volume here early on this morning because of the accident. Top side of the Beltway, slowest stretch right now will be as well from New Hampshire Avenue and around past Colesville Road to George Avenue. 270, it's just been a volume on the increase. Same story with 66 through Manassas, Centerville, even through Falls Church. We haven't quite flushed out those delays yet. 66 inside the Beltway. For 95 in a quiet, and again in Woodbridge, slowing. Traffic update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather on the move on this Monday. We'll go back to work or school with partly to mostly cloudy sky, 57. Tonight the rain starts coming in after midnight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 25 in Haymarket, 36 in Silver Spring, 36 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. The wife of an aide to Vladimir Putin is slammed for her Holocaust-themed ice skating routine. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, we'll talk about this Green Party recount that the Democrats are sort of joining with Hans von Spakovsky. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva will join us at 8:05 to talk about the death of Fidel Castro, a woman whose family came from Cuba. Mercedes Schlapp will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I'm guessing Mercedes Schlapp, the child of Cuban exiles, is going to have some pretty harsh things to say in memory of the Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and the terror he wrought on that island nation. But she will be alone or amongst very few these days in the mainstream media who would suggest that, because if you paid attention over the last several days, they are lamenting the loss of Fidel Castro. The things that it's like nobody could bring themselves to say that he was a murdering, slaughtering dictator who imprisoned the people who disagreed with him. I mean, think about this. It's an island nation, Cuba is, and it was against the law to go in a boat if you weren't authorized to go in a boat.
How about that?
Just think about that for a minute. I want to hear, did you hear some of these great reactions over the weekend? And what is your impression? Why can't the left bring themselves to call a murderous dictator a murderous dictator? Why must they be so enraptured and in love with Fidel Castro, a man who was the bane of freedom and liberty in that island and ruled with an iron fist? All you have to do is talk to anybody who escaped that island and you'll know exactly how horrible it was. Do they romanticize it because they agree with the socialist policies that he instituted with his communist military dictatorship? Or do you think that they just hate that conservatives don't like him? Either way, they need to jump on that bandwagon. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. My favorite was Geraldo Rivera. We'll get to that one in a moment, but listen
Listen to this.
Just this afternoon, Pope Francis called Castro's passing, quote, sad news. And of course, the Pope was a major player in Cuba's recent history. He held a singular role in negotiating the diplomatic thaw between Washington and Havana. Fidel Castro, of course, was a hugely polarizing figure throughout his nine-decade-long life. And American politicians antagonized him for years, while leftist leaders and revolutionaries throughout the world idolized and emulated him.
Unbelievable. And yes, to hear the Pope go on and on about his concerns for his... Listen, the Pope is the kind of person who, you know, prays and expresses regret over anybody who is dying. I get that, or who is dead, no matter how horrible they were, because he believes that their soul can be saved. But I let me just leave you with, for this moment, with what Senator Tom Cotton posted on Twitter. I think that this is the kind of short, succinct, and obvious thing that every politician in America and media figure should be able to say. Here is Tom Cotton. Tweet. Fidel Castro created hell on earth for the Cuban people. He will now become intimately familiar with what he wrought. What's your take? 888-630-WMAL.
All right, so I'm a little bit confused, because why are so many on the left now lionizing Fidel Castro? I mean, does it mean that they are now in supportive of the idea of suppression? Are they now, you know, in favor of murdering your political opponents? Because that's what Fidel Castro did. Oh, sure, they say, but he educated his people. He educated them, but he never allowed them to think. He never allowed them to have ideas that were different than his. He had this great medical system for his people. Sure, he might have had a decent medical system there for his people, although there's some question about how good it really is. But he would kill his political opponents. So, yeah, sure, you make sure they have good dental care, but then you kill them. Mm. I don't understand all this. It is baffling to me that there is this revisionist history now in play on the part of many in the left to sort of, you know, make him, you know, a sympathetic figure. He was not a sympathetic figure. He was a ruthless dictator and a murderer and a thug, and we should remember him as such.
Well, it's been going on for decades, actually. I'll give you a litany of Hollywood types who have romanticized this man's life and cozied up to this dictator. Here's Geraldo yesterday, as I alluded.
I think that most of the world celebrates Fidel Castro as a charismatic, iconic, a magnificent historic figure. Yes, he was a communist dictator and he repressed his people, and there are many who feel that he was as ruthless as Stalin or Mao or any of those commies, but because of his charisma and because of the impact he had in Latin America, I would submit that he was probably the most important Latin leader, with the exception of Simon Bolivar back in the 18th, 19th century.
Well,
he was a giant in many regards, despite all of his unfortunate policies, for which there is such bitterness.
Can you believe that?
Understandably so, there's bitterness.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
You know, he always talked about how he's a man of the people. Do you know that the man of the people had 20 luxurious villas around the island of Cuba and his own private island you could only get to by a yacht? That's what this guy was.
Chip in Front Royal, you're first up on WMAO. What do you think of this, Chip?
The reason these politicians in America that are liberals that don't speak out in full support of what Castro's policies were is that they realize if they do that, there's still a nation of people here that have a will far stronger than what existed when Castro took power, and that we are more capable of resisting such policies being put into place in this country. But to remain silent of the atrocities that were perpetrated by Castro is to consent to them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're seeing with liberal politicians in this country.
Yeah, you're right, Chip, and it's not just in this country, but also Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada did the same thing. He put out a very sympathetic and glowing statement about all of the things. And our own president barely mentioned the iron fist with which Fidel Castro ruled.
Yeah, a dictator is dead. Good riddance.
Thank you, Chip. Well, Paul in District Heights begs to differ, so that's why Paul gets on. You're on WMAL. Go, Paul.
Mr. Castro had a mixed legacy of both good and bad. He was an important figure, one of the most important public figures of the 20th century. He was loved by some hated by others. We're all going to face death. The piling on and the hatred by you gentlemen and others is unjustified,
Paul,
in my opinion.
Paul, can I ask you, did he murder innocent people?
From my understanding, after the revolution, there were many executions. And
it's a simple question, Paul. Did he murder innocent people, yes or no?
I'm not an expert on Cuba, so I don't know which.
Well, you jumped on here and criticized. Paul, you know what? Stay there. I want to condemn. This is an important conversation, and I know it's going to happen in a lot of office places today.
Yeah.
So stay there. I just want to understand more, because you criticized our stance, so I want to understand your stance, okay, before I criticize it. Paul, hold there, and the rest of your calls as well, 888-630-9625 on the passing of Fidel Castro. It is now 6:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Unfortunately, Maryland, we're on a slow hold to get by the crash on Colesville Road, right in the Four Corners area, right where 29 Colesville Road, University Boulevard intersects. So if you're coming southbound, say past the Trader Joe's, and your destination is to get to the Beltway. The crash prior to the Beltway is along the right side. Now, the top side of the Beltway, just that normal volume building as you leave College Park and around noon towards Silver Spring. No problems if you're inside the Beltway, say taking 16th Street, George Avenue, Colesville Road, all inside the Beltway. That looks fine. DC 295 South near East Capitol Street with the volume building on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Lanes open, 66 still through Falls Church, pushing below speed. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today, high of 57 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with rain developing after midnight, low of 49. And then tomorrow, we've got some showers, maybe thunderstorms possible tomorrow with a high of 67. But get this, by the time we hit Wednesday, it's going to rain on Wednesday, but the highs are going to be in the low 70s. That would be on the last day of November. Right now, it's 36 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL. We continue here talking about the mixed reaction. Sadly, mixed reaction to the death of Fidel Castro. We played you what Geraldo had to say. And Paul in District Heights says that he was a mixed bag, and yeah, he had some good and some bad. So, Paul, we believe, I think, and I'll speak for Brian, because we both sort of said the same thing, that he was an iron-fisted, totalitarian, communist dictator who imprisoned those unjustly who disagreed with him, political prisoners. He treated them horribly. He treated his island like it was a prison state. You couldn't leave the place. And he murdered innocent people. And I don't know what... And by the way, this is not revisionist history. This is what John Kennedy said about him, what every Democrat said about him up until the recent history. So we're not some crazy right wingers saying that. This is what the Democrats and the liberals believed, at least up until the last 15 or 20 years. So, Paul, I guess what I'm asking is, based on that perspective, you can understand our reaction. What good did he do that could outweigh those bads we just listed?
I don't know. Only history, future historians will decide that. I can't answer that question.
Why? Why are we not intelligent human beings who can look at... Why must we wait for a future historian to tell us whether there was... And you just said he was a mixed bag. He had some good and some bad. Tell me the good. I'm willing to listen.
Cuba was a backwater up to 1959. After it became a player, or a respected player on the world stage... That's in his positive.
Paul, don't you think it was only a respected player because it was supported by the Stalinist regimes and the Soviet Union?
And
even after the USSR fell, many people admired Cuba, including Nelson Mandela of South Africa.
Well, many people admired Cuba. I will give you that.
Yeah, let me just respectfully disagree with you. It was not a player in the region. It was still a backwater.
It still is. People don't have cars.
They don't, people live off $100 a year. I mean, it's ridiculous what life is like in Cuba. And for all of his vaunted accomplishments, everybody gets a good education and everybody gets gets great medical care. It is still a horrible place to live. And I guarantee you that the proof is in the fact that if you open the floodgates, as many as could get out of Cuba would come to America.
Because every time they have done that, that's what's happened. That's Paul, exactly I really do right. appreciate you engaging with us this morning, and we appreciate you listening and continue to listen. Please, Paul, thank you for the call. We want to get to more, though. How about Jason in Baltimore? You're on WMAL. Jason, hey.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Me, as a Latino, and having dealt with many Cuban coworkers and visited many countries in Latin America that adopted Fidel Castro's mentality, I can say that Fidel Castro, he was not a good man. He was an elitist who gained power, lied to his people, abused his people. And if you want to see in modern times the effect of Fidel Castro's mentality, look at Venezuela. Look at the horrible place he has turned out to live in.
Yeah, how he definitely influenced other nations in the area for the worse. When you look at what happened in Venezuela, and I think Jason, thank you. And as soon as Cuba has opened up a little bit more, I think we're going to learn even more about how horrible things have been there for the decades. How about John in Fredericksburg? John, you're on WMAO.
Yes, good morning. My word on his passing is burn, baby, burn. And because we know where he is now, and I'll tell you what, he was in power so long because the U.S., I'm sure, made a secret agreement with the Soviets at the time of the missile crisis that we would never invade and overthrow Castro by military force. So it's on us that they put up with him so long.
Well, who they put up with him? The United States government?
The Cuban people suffered all that time because we made a secret agreement at the time.
No, I understand that. When you said, I understand that point, when you said they put up with him, you didn't mean the Cuban people. Cuban people would have loved to have been rid of him. I mean, that's this is what I don't understand. All of these, you know, Robert Redford and Chevy Chase and Oliver Stone and Barbara Walters, who's had all these glowing things to say about Fidel Castro. Just the fact that he remained in power over that country since 1959. For crying out loud, can you not just step back for a moment and look at it and say, oh, well, he's a dictator. gosh, he doesn't allow anybody in the country.
How does he maintain his hold on power? He's a dictator.
They just love him that much, Brian. That's how great he is. Yeah. They loved him so much. They wanted him to stay.
That if you did not vote in Cuba, somebody would come to your door and take you to the polls so you could vote for Fidel Castro.
Well, you know, liberals love those ideas. They want mandatory.
That's what they want.
And by the way, that's the punchline here, and that is the answer to the rhetorical question, what's wrong with liberals and leftists and why they lionize Fidel Castro? Because most of the, I'm not going to say leftists, generally speaking, want to murder people who disagree with them, although they are pretty mean to people who disagree with them. They like to murder their characters in public,
their
that's for sure. But all of the policies, all of the things that Fidel Castro did in his island, it reinforced by his totalitarian iron fist, these are all policies that they have proposed here in America. Mandatory voting, guaranteed job for everyone, guaranteed health care funded by the government, guaranteed all of these things. This is the Green Party's platform, for crying out loud. More of your calls in a moment. It's 6:23.
These guys,
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Well, that's a great choice. The rental market is red hot. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. And not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting has actually never been easier when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company. They help everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. For just $80 a month, they're going to price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, and then take all the pesky maintenance calls that you don't want to deal with. What do you do? Well, Renters Warehouse is doing all this work. Well, you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. That's right. You just get to cash the checks. Renting your property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, plus great tax breaks. That's why it's called rent estate. So go from homeowner to investor today.
with Renters Warehouse. Get started. You'll get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. Optima Tax Relief.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Marilyn, come on. We're getting back to work this morning. Let's be incident free. Unfortunately, a couple items. Shady Grove Road for the crash at the intersection of Shady Grove Road and Crabs Branch Way. Watch for police direction there. Also in the Four Corners area, Silver Spring. They're trying to clear the right side here. The accident, southbound 29, Colesville Road, right after you pass that second light at University Boulevard. And do watch for police. They were along the right side. And for Maryland 95, we've been off to such a good run. The crash is going to be southbound Maryland 95, just south of the exit for Route 100, where 100 merges on. Do watch for that activity. Now for Virginia 95, you're doing okay. Through Stafford in the quiet, it's the volume, but a lot of it, we're getting back to work. And on 95 beyond that, through Dale City and Woodbridge, stop and go. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Fixing some sunshine in with a mainly cloudy sky, partly to mostly cloudy, especially by this afternoon, 57. Some showers come in after midnight tonight. Some gusty winds start to pick up, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees at 627.
For us, it's like a Hitler. So, you know, it's like a Hitler. He's a communist. He depresses the people. You know, and there's no court system. If you don't agree with the government, they put you in jail for 30, 40 years, or they execute you.
That's a reveler in the streets of Miami partying down. Cuba Libre, baby. But if you're Geraldo Rivera, well, he's got a whole lot going on there, Fidel Castro.
If you were from the middle down in Cuban society, in the hierarchy, and you got free medicine that you didn't have under the dictator Batista, if you got some, if you could start a little business, if you could get access to higher education that you couldn't get unless you were an elite under Batista, the dictator that preceded communism.
There you go. See, all those great things. Free medicine. You can start a little business there, you know, shoe shining or something, or me. Of course, if you worked anywhere in Cuba and it was time to harvest the sugar cane,
right,
you were plucked from your job and bussed over to where the sugar cane was. No matter, you could have been, you know, a lawyer, and they'd say, "Well, it's time to cut some sugar cane down."
That's right,
because it was a totalitarian state. That's what
listen,
they did. That's
listen,
who they were.
I am not going to shed a tear over the passing of this guy. Nothing. If I have tears, they will be tears of joy
for the Cuban people.
That's right.
Mercedes Schlapp. One of those Cuban people, Cuban-American, will join us at 8:05 to get her take on this at 6:28.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Coming up on WMAL, is there really reason for a recount? Was there massive fraud? And what about Trump saying millions of people voted illegally for Hillary Clinton? There's only one man who can sort all these questions out for us. He's Hans von Spakovsky, and he's coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Cuba begins a 9-day period of mourning today for the late Fidel Castro.
The tone here has been very muted over the weekend. Neither outright joyous emotion nor outright sorrow shown on the streets here. With the arrival of the first commercial flight from the United States in over 50 years this morning in about an hour and a half's time, it really presents what could be the future, improving relations with the United States for this country. At the same time, they're sort of, if you will, burying the past. But will it really be the past? That's the question on people's minds here.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. President-elect Donald Trump claims he only lost the popular vote because millions of people voted illegally.
Trump tweeting serious voter fraud in Virginia, New Hampshire, and California. So why isn't the media reporting on this? Serious bias, big problem. Trump's tweet storm coming as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined recount efforts in Wisconsin, led by Green Party candidate Jill Stein. They plan to make similar pushes in Pennsylvania and Michigan after data security experts raised concerns over possible voting discrepancies.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The latest Metro SafeTrack surge begins today in Northern Virginia, impacting the Orange and Silver Lines. Work is being done between East Falls Church and West Falls Church, forcing trains to single track and to run only every 20 minutes. But unlike past surges, there will not be any extra trains added at an intermediate station, meaning the impact will be felt from Reston to Largo and from Vienna to New Carrollton for the first 2 weeks of that surge. The Montgomery County Council is set to hold a public hearing tomorrow on a proposal to raise the fine for business owners who fail to shovel the snow off their sidewalks. Currently, the fine is $50. The proposal put forth by Councilmember Hans Reimer would hike that fine to $500. Reimer concedes there are only a few businesses in the county that don't clear their sidewalks, but he says businesses that don't have a bigger impact on the community than individual homeowners who don't bother to shovel. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,152, the Nasdaq at 53.99. Sports, the Ravens get a win over the Bengals. The Giants beat Cleveland. Late game, the Chiefs get past Denver in overtime. College basketball, Georgetown beats Howard. Virginia Tech wins. NBA. Hey, it's Wizards-Kings tonight at Verizon Center. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little... relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit better news. Maryland commuters, Colesville Road and Silver Spring. If you're coming southbound, yes, you have delays as you approach four corners, but the crash prior to the Beltway looks like lanes have been reopened. Lanes reopened on the Beltway had the minor crash between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. Seems to be the hot spot there. Lanes open, but delays pretty solid here right as you merge off of I-95. Still with accident activity, I-95 Maryland southbound right near Route 100 with two lanes blocked. Looking at big delays really forming as you come south out of Elkridge on that stretch of 95. On Shady Grove Road at Crabs Branch Way, still watch for police direction. You can get by the crash now. In southeast D.C., eastbound on Howard Road right near Sheridan Road, still stopped with the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Relatively mild as we continue to head on through the day today. Rain's on the way, though, especially later tonight, tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 57 today. Tonight, 49. No showers come in after midnight. Showers may some thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 67 with a gusty south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Alexandria, 30 in Damascus, 38 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because, well, you're smart. You get your day started the right way.
Right.
At 7:05, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, will be our guest. And then at 8:05, Mercedes Schlapp. She is a Fox News contributor and, of course, the daughter of Cuban exiles. Get her very intimate take on the death of Fidel Castro. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And what is going on with all this talk about a recount in states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. My gosh, I know why I can't keep those three straight.
So what's up with all that?
I mean, what is the possibility this is going to happen, that it's going to overturn the election? Zero. So there must be a strategy behind it. Yeah. And the man who's good at discerning such patterns and might understand what the strategy is Hans von Spakovsky, former Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, former Commissioner for the Federal Election Commission, and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you, Hans.
Good morning to you, too.
I'm scratching my head trying to figure out what is the end game here for Jill Stein and now the Democrats who say, well, we're not going to actively push it, but we'll have some lawyers there just to keep an eye on things.
Well, you got to keep in mind, this is obviously being financed by the Democrats. I actually looked up Jill Stein's filings with the Federal Election Commission last night, and in the last 2 years, she had raised only $3 million for her presidential campaign, and yet for the recount now, she's raised $5 million. Look, that's clearly the Democratic Party, Democratic donors financing it. And here's the other thing that you need to know to understand this. Hillary Clinton's campaign finance lawyer is a guy named Mark Elias. If you don't know that name, you should, because he's the leading Democratic lawyer on recounts. He's the guy that turned Al Franken into a U.S. senator, even though Al Franken lost on Election Day in Minnesota in 2008 by, frankly, manipulating the recount that they did and then getting into an eight-month court case that eventually reversed the election results.
And this is a good point. I mean, but they got to come up with, to overturn this election the way I see it, you got to come up with 107,000 votes to overturn the electoral count in those three states. 107,000 votes. Has there ever been a recount where you could get that many votes switched over?
No, I don't think they can do it. But I think they can make a lot of trouble for Trump. They can keep the fervor going. Look, we've never had the kind of protests we've had all around the country by people. And think about the threats that have been made now in the past 2 weeks towards electors all over the country before they go and vote. And by the way, that is an out-and-out violation of Section 11B of the Voting Rights Act. That is in trying to intimidate someone for voting or attempting to vote. And yet, what has the Lynch Justice Department done about that? Absolutely nothing.
Zero.
I got to ask you, Hans, you know, we had you on in the weeks leading up to the election to talk about potential voter fraud issues when that was a concern, and it's still a concern, of course. We're very concerned about voter fraud. But the one thing that you consistently said before the election was the idea that these electronic voting machines can be hacked by some foreign entity or any entity, a domestic entity, is something that you shouldn't be that overly concerned about. This is the one thing that you poo-pooed, and this is the thing that the Democrats and the Green Party candidate Jill Stein is actually latching onto. There are these experts that they keep quoting that suggested that there is evidence to show that these machines were hacked. Do they have evidence, or is it just a statistical anomaly they're looking at?
No, it's just a statistical anomaly. And look, I've actually dealt with some of these people before, and these are folks who have said to me at meetings I've been to that, oh, prior elections, they know were stolen. Why? Because the exit polling didn't match the actual results. Now, you all know how foolish that claim is.
Yeah, absolutely we do. Well, so I've heard this idea being thrown about, that the idea is to drag this out so that the counts in those three states will not be turned in time, and Donald Trump will then not have 270 electoral votes. It'll have to go to the House of Representatives, where there'll be a big dog and pony show, but ultimately the outcome will be that Donald Trump becomes president of the United States and Mike Pence becomes the vice president. Is that what's going on here, or is that even possible?
I don't think that's possible. I think what is happening is that the George Soros-funded organizations, including the Democratic Party, look, they declared war and started their election campaign for the next presidential election the day after November 8th. And I think part of what's trying to happen here is they want to do everything they can to basically be able to argue for the next 4 years that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president, he doesn't have a mandate, and the more of a chaos they can cause in the election count, particularly in a recount in these states, the more they can feed that narrative.
You mentioned this man, Mark Elias, who is the attorney representing the Clinton campaign during these recounts. And you basically suggested, or you're just saying, he basically stole Minnesota for Al Franken back during that recount. Can you give us a little bit more information about who he is and what kind of tactics he might employ here? Because the Clinton campaign claims they're just observing, Hans.
He is with a law firm here in Washington. He and his partner, Bob Bauer, who was Obama's White House counsel and campaign finance lawyer, they are the leading lawyers used by the Democratic Party and Democratic candidates. And you all may recall during the recount in Minnesota, look, a recount is supposed to do one thing, simply recount the votes that were accepted as valid on Election Day. But what started happening in Minnesota during the recount was that's what Republican counties did. In Democratic counties, they started reconsidering votes, particularly absentee ballots, that were considered invalid on Election Day because they didn't comply with Minnesota law. And suddenly the Democratically controlled counties, Democratic officials, election officials said, as long as they were in substantial compliance, we will count those votes. And so the vote total for Franken started going up in Democratic counties.
Unbelievable. Wow. So this is what we need to look out for. Anz, I know you got to go, but real quickly, does Trump have a good person on his side to make sure nothing underhanded is going to happen here?
Don McGahn is his campaign finance lawyer, a former FEC, Federal Election Commission, commissioner and chairman, and he couldn't have a better guy representing him in a fight like this.
Thank you, Hans. Right. And by the way, Mr. McGahn just named as the White House counsel by Donald Trump.
Hans, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Sure thing. Thanks.
It is now 6:44.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, delays out of Baltimore really building here with this crash on Maryland's 95 southbound. And the crash is south of Route 100. Still have, looks like, two lanes blocked here. So again, southbound 95, south of 100 for the crash. It does take the pressure off farther along as you pass the ICC. We're not seeing any backups there, just right as you merge onto the outer loop stretch of the Beltway and through Silver Spring. Getting better, Silver Spring, speaking of. On Colesville Road, southbound 29 at Four Corners, the crash prior to the Beltway, that's been cleared. 270 had the accident in Rockville, southbound 270, right as you would come up toward 28. Looks like that's all confined to the right shoulder, but I'm seeing flashing lights. I know you are as well, so the rubbernecking delays as you push south out of Gaithersburg and in through to Rockville. For 66, it was a minor crash eastbound at Fair Lakes. Fair Oaks quickly moved out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Relatively mild as we continue to head on through the day today. Rain's on the way, though, especially later tonight, tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 57 today. Tonight, 49. Those showers come in after midnight. Showers, maybe some thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 67 with a gusty south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees at 6:47. Coming off this Thanksgiving weekend, and boy, there was some great sports to be played, I'll tell you that. First of all, real fast, yesterday, geopolitical ramifications in the San Francisco-Miami NFL football game. Why, you ask? Well, it took place in Miami. What's the big news out of Miami? Fidel Castro just died.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
The seemingly America-hating quarterback there for the San Francisco 49ers. Earlier this week, coincidentally, was wearing a Fidel Castro t-shirt. One of the Miami sports reporters says, do you support Fidel Castro? And he said, well, yeah, he's done, you know, typical lefty. Yeah. He's done some great things.
Done some great things. Yeah.
Well, now he's dead, right?
Yeah.
So, Kaepernick, I mean, he was booed like nobody's business down there in Miami, as you can well imagine.
I can only imagine.
But get this. Uh-huh. Final play of the game. Mm-hmm. Kaepernick has the ball. He's charging for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Clock, no time left.
This is it.
This could save the game for the Niners. And he is stopped at the 2-yard line by a player from Miami who is actually the son of a Cuban exile. How amazing is that? And in the locker room afterwards, he put on a headband with that was like the Cuban flag.
Right.
His parents were there. They were in tears. It's amazing. By the way, here's Kaepernick.
I agree with the investment in education.
They always do that.
I also agree with the investment in free universal health care, as well as the involvement in him helping end apartheid in South Africa.
There, these are all the things that they look to when they try to justify their praise for Castro, the investment in education. Okay, but what were those kids taught? Anyway, I don't want to get it. We'll have Mercedes Schlapp on to talk about that. But
right.
It's a great story.
It is a great
story.
That
the son of a Cuban exile stops Colin Kaepernick at the goal line.
Karma is a bitch.
Meanwhile, in the NFL, it was a tough day on Thanksgiving for the Redskins as they ended up losing to the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys looked strong. They looked good. And the Redskins looked a little sloppy.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair assessment of it.
Yeah, and we don't want to dwell on it much more than that.
No.
Because it's sort of messed up everybody's turkey.
Yeah. And how about those Ohio State Buckeyes?
I knew this Ohio State-Michigan thing. By the way, why are you taunting me on Twitter about my... You don't care about college football.
Well, because I hear
Michigan the losery.
All I hear around here is Michigan this and Michigan that and Michigan this and Michigan that.
I have a few
that.
Things to say about this game. This was a great game.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes won.
Well, they stole the game.
To the loserines.
They stole the game, and the refs helped steal the game for them. But I don't want to... I'm not going to be Hillary Clinton whining about a recount. No, that's, you know, screw them. That's all right. It was a great game. It was the biggest crowd ever at the Horseshoe down there in Columbus. Talk about, oh, my God, and those Buckeye fans, those drunken fools jumping up and down. They don't know anything about football in Ohio, as you know.
Apparently they know more than the people at Michigan.
Went to double overtime, and I don't need to hear this from you, okay? Because here's the thing, and I got to get this out of my chest.
Oh, really?
There's a certain national radio host who's been dogging me. He's a big Ohio State Buckeyes fan.
Yeah,
he's been dogging me. And he claims that earlier this year I made a bet with him that if Michigan lost, I would sing a certain show tune on the air.
Yeah.
And I don't remember making this bet.
But alcohol have been involved?
There, I could have had a drink or two that night. So let me just say, a law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December. And exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, it's 6:50.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
All right, you know what's going to happen now? It's going to be cold, and it's going to winter. It's not far along. I mean, sure, we're going to have one day in the 70s, but you know the cold is coming, and you know what that means. You're going to have those drafty windows. They're going to let all of the heat that you have in your house out into the atmosphere. You need to fix that. You need to get you some Thompson Creek windows because they will do the job. Thompson Creek is the company that does it all. They design, build, and install. They cut out the middleman. They just save you money. And if you call Thompson Creek right now, mention WMAL, guess what? You're going to get 20% off. I said 20% off every window. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. So put an end to those drafty windows and the high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. Mention WMAL. Receive 20% off every window. Plus, you can get no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Of course, third-party financing is subject to credit approval. See Thompson Creek. com for details. Keep the cold out, the savings in, and call Tom's Creek right now. The number here, one more time, 855-57-CREEK. I said 855-57-CREEK.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
It's amazing. Federal service can be a vocation, and it can be a passion for people who are dedicated to the projects and the research that they're doing. But no matter when you retire, most federal employees have this one thing in common, and that is they want to make sure that they're getting the most out of their benefits.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
It's 6:53. That means it's time to check in with our money.
Sing more show tunes.
At the CNBC News Desk, Stephanie Shelton, though, will sing show tunes as she gives us our business report.
Hi, guys. Well, right now we're asking if the Trump rally might be over.
It's a long day ahead, but at the moment, futures do point to a lower open on Wall Street. Crude oil prices are lower as well as hopes for a production ceiling at the OPEC meeting on Wednesday fizzle. With no economic reports on tap today, all eyes are on retail again. And even though shoppers have been buying online all weekend, today is still officially Cyber Monday. And there are new deeply discounted deals from all the big retailers. A Deloitte survey finds 74% of shoppers plan to go online today. As for Black Friday, well, retail spending rose 9% according to credit card data, but online spending accounted for 25% of that. From First Data, the most spending was on gasoline and food, not goods. One piece of data coming out over the weekend, more than a third of shoppers bought all their goods on sale. At the movie box office this weekend, Disney's Mona was king, raking in more than $81 million. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get our motors running back to work this morning, but we're stalled a little bit here with the incident 270 South 28 on the shoulder. So nothing's blocked, but had been it initially. So 270 South into Rockville, quite slow. 95 Maryland southbound, south of 100 for the crash. Slows us coming out of Baltimore as a result. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, seeing just slowdowns each direction through Laurel, but nothing reported along the way. George Washington Parkway southbound, delays and seeing the brake lights now before you get to 123, pushing south toward the Overlook, so keep alert there. And on 66, the volume in Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fixing some sunshine in with a mainly cloudy sky, partly to mostly cloudy, especially by this afternoon, 57. Some showers come in after midnight tonight. Some gusty winds start to pick up, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 36 degrees in the nation's capital. The time is 6:56.
Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report and what your bank can alert you to? Identity thieves can open new accounts, rent or buy properties, drain your 401k, and even file fake tax returns, all in your name. And because identity theft goes beyond what you'd expect, LifeLock does more than credit monitoring to help protect your identity. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing someone is looking out for you. Join now and get 60 days risk-free plus 15% off when you use promo code SALE15 at LifeLock.com. That's 15% off just for using promo code SALE15. Offer ends December 31st. LifeLock.
Chris Plant here. Take aim at the nation's most advanced indoor range, Elite Shooting Sports. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility is like no other. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
That's right. Even losers get lucky sometime. Well, at least that's what Hillary Clinton is thinking anyway. Over the holiday weekend, Hillary decided that she would join the Green Party candidate in calling for statewide recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump won by slim margins in those states, and those proved crucial to his winning the presidency of the United States.
We know the country is divided. We know the last election partisan politics served to inflame that divide, and a certain current president fanned those flames. So what to do to heal a nation divided? Well, nothing says let's go forward together like a contentious recount. Heck, even the Clinton campaign lawyers say they quietly looked for voting irregularities and didn't find any. Hillary Clinton needs to ask herself a very hard question. Was this election about her, about America? Let's move forward together. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be talking to Joe DiGenova and ask him what he thinks about this idea that Donald Trump doesn't really want to see Hillary Clinton prosecuted now.
And it's Cyber Monday. Does that mean you don't get anything done at work? We'll take your calls. And don't forget, this Friday and Saturday, it's the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon.
Yes, it is.